Hello, welcome to the self-learning platform by Dr. Sushma Singh. Today we start Unit 10, Women's Movement. And our topic is the left and women's movements. The Communist Party since 1950s not only provided women leadership but also kept the women's question in the center of political discussion. However, with the split in the communist movement in 1964 and emergence of many new voices within the left movement, which questioned old assumptions of the Marxist parties, new ideas and organizational principles to articulate demands of communities and groups began to emerge. The Shahada movement in Dhulia district of Maharashtra was one such movement. The exploitation of the local Bhil tribe landless laborers by the non-tribal local landowners was the key issue in this. To add to the woes of the tribals came the successive drought and famine in Maharashtra. Different exploitative practices of the landowners and the money lenders pushed the tribals to take extreme steps of protest. Though the movement had its origin in the late 60s through the traditional folk ways, singing bhajans, etc., the 70s saw a complete metamorphosis when the newly inspired left leadership joined the movement and the Bhil women were mobilized gradually and in large number. However, in the course of the movement, it was realized that the issues that were central to women in these areas was not exactly what the organization had initially thought. For example, after the agitation began in Shahada movement, that it was realized that the most of the women were landless wage earners and the demand for higher wages would address the women's issue more directly. The movement gradually shifted to cover issues such as higher wages and anti-alcoholism, because it was found that the husband's habit of having liquor eats into domestic economy and women had to struggle more to keep the household going. Alcoholism also led to regular wife beating. Issues such as these, which earlier were not part of the concerns of the movement, came to be realized as intimate reality of the woman's life and were taken up. This encouraged women to come out in large number to join the groups by women formed and went from village to village, destroying liquor ports. In the 1970s, again, the Maharashtra agitation soon spread to Gujarat, where the women in major cities like Bombay, Pune, Ahmedabad came out in streets, protesting against the government for such a situation. It happened in the background of economic worsening condition of the people following Bangladesh war. In Bombay, for example, the socialist Marinal Gore and communist Ahilya Rangarekar led the movement. The Maharashtra and the Gujarat agitation gradually added to the larger oppositional politics that was being galvanized around this time. In fact, in Gujarat and Maharashtra, the lower classes were conspicuous by their absence. Hence, the issues and concerns of the women from the lower classes or the tribals had not become part of the movement. It was soon through different sets of women that this section began to voice its concerns. In Maharashtra, for example, the tribal women in the Sahada movement brought the issues of landless wage earning women and the pearls of alcoholism, while on the other hand, in Bodh Gaya, the issue of land was involved. One realized that after a gap of a decade or so, the political and social questions were rapidly becoming closely involved. The arrival of the new classes into the picture meant that the political landscape would have become more complex and sharper questions to resolve. Gandhian ideas of femininity and the role of female were now questioned, and so were the symbols used by him. It is in such a situation that the mobilization of women too began to take place. This was also the time that when the Western feminists began to raise the questions whether the issues that they have been fighting for really applied to the third world woman, as there are doubly suppressive patriarchy and poverty. The same situation prevailed in India when the issues that were raised by the women movement, either under the rubric of equality or right, really applied to the women of the different social strata. It is vividly portrayed in the experience of the Sahada movement, when in the course of the movement, the organizer came across the different issues and changes, the demand and mobilization patterns, land rights issues, which even the recent feminist writers have shown to be the most important issues, where most of the population is without land. The issue of who would give land to them brings us back to the issue of state and also the democracy that obtains in India. The year 1975 was declared as the World Women's Year by the United Nations. The women's decade 1975 to 1985 witnessed women-related activism by feminist groups as well as political parties. These were primarily urban-based activist groups. It was, however, the state which was promoter of many progressive steps for ameliorating women's condition and saw a large number of activities. Maharashtra was hotbed of left-inspired women's activism. The Maoist-inspired women organized the Purogami Satri Sangathan, Progressive Women's Association, and Satri Mukti Sangathan in Bombay. Conferences of women were organized in Pune by Lal Nishan Party and the Shramik Sangathan, both Maoist organizations, which were attended by a large number of women from across party lines and from across the state. It was also during this time that Dalit movement and the feminist got linked. A Mahila Samta Sainik Dal too was formed by some Dalit groups in Maharashtra. The Maoist group and the Dalit organizations gradually provide a new edge to the argument that religion and caste system provide additional legitimacy to the oppression of women and hence have to be attacked for any possible women's liberation. The new face also came with a new consciousness. How should women be organized and represented? While women's moments like Shahada showed that women could be organized in the process of movement in which issues close to women's lives would emerge. A self-conscious feminist stream also came to assert by now. While most of the feminists were drawn from the urban middle classes and were seen to be unable to represent the whole of the women of the society, there were serious thinking that there need to be organization outside the movements. These groups referred to as autonomous groups could think about women's issues and the movement without falling prey to the organizational hierarchy and blinded by assumptions that have pleased the left parties of the country. Many women's groups that originated during and after 70s decided to keep themselves women-only group without any party affiliation or traditional organizational structure, and quite often structured around one or few serious issues relating to the day-to-day life and the struggle of the women in Indian society. By 2000, we have thousands of such groups working in different parts of the country, and in fact, the Indian women's movement by 2000 is characterized more by these groups across the country than by the organizationally structured movement as such. Now we want to wind up this lecture and thank you so much for your attention.